Welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and in today's installment, we're going to talk with a couple of people who are involved with an untold story that's in the making. Jesse Abel and Alex Wilkie are both veterans who both attend St. Cloud State University and are involved with the Student Veterans Organization. And this Saturday, August 8th, they're both involved with hosting a veterans picnic at Lake George in St. Cloud. Running from noon until 5 p.m., the Veterans Family Picnic might at first not seem like an untold story, but in fact, the goal of the picnic is to give the veterans and their families who attend a chance to network and develop their own untold stories. According to the United States Department of Veteran Affairs, there are over 20 million veterans in the United States, with approximately 5.2 million who have served during the Gulf War era, beginning in the early 90s and running through today. The challenges that these veterans face upon integrating into civilian society can be a little overwhelming for the VA system. So instead of waiting for budgets and services to increase, these vets have begun looking for the means to look out for themselves and to help others, which is essentially what this family picnic is about. Because you never know what somebody might be able to offer, not only to veterans, but to the community at large. So as we start off today's Untold Story of Central Minnesota, how about you both introduce yourselves and give a little bit of a history of your service?
I'm Jesse Abel. I was in the U.S. Army. I've done tours to Iraq and Afghanistan. I was in for almost 10 years, a little shy of that. I got medically discharged in 2013 and started off here at SCSU right afterwards.
I'm Alex Wilkie. I was in the U.S. Navy for 4 years. I was an electrician for the fighter jets. I did one deployment from 2011 to 2012. I got out of the Navy last August and started school this last spring.
So what are some of the differences that you've noticed just about, you know, coming back into, you know, this world versus, life in the military?
Freedom of choice is a little bit hard to get used to after a while.
Yeah, because everything's kind of scheduled. Everything, you know, there's various, this is what you do and when you do it. So, yeah.
You always have those hit times, you know, 9 o'clock formation, 1300 lunch formation, 1700 release formation, PT the next morning, next 6:30. And that's a Monday through Friday thing when you're active duty. That is your schedule. So not having to wake up at 5 o'clock to go to the barracks and make sure your squad's ready and their rooms are squared away and they're in the right uniform and anything that needs to get done between, you know, 6 and 6:30 is taken care of. You go do PT, you make sure they're back at 9, and it's just this constant schedule that you don't skip unless you're going to be deployed or in the field. And even then, you have a new schedule that's just this continuous thing while you're there. So,
and now it's like, so where do you want to do lunch? I don't know.
What shirt am I going to wear today? Uh-huh. How am I going to do my hair?
Those are those strange challenges, you know, and they can be challenges, you know, something to think about. So, okay. So, there's an event coming up here soon on Saturday, August 8th, beginning at noon at Lake George. What can you tell us about that? This is the first time that this has happened around, and
We've tried a couple of things like this before in the past of getting the veteran community tied in with the SCSU community and the St. Cloud community as a whole. And they've just kind of faltered. We haven't really had a good turnout one way or the other. So this is kind of our big attempt at reintegrating the veteran community for those who are also part of the St. Cloud community, and those like me and Alex who are also part of the St. Cloud State community, and letting people know that, you know, we are here, we are among you, we're normal people, and we're open. I mean, if people want to talk to us, if people need help, I mean, it's about letting the veterans continue to serve their community that they're in. And I think it's really important for the veterans who are no longer serving their country to find another service route. And I mean, whether that's here at SCSU or in St. Cloud in general, just letting the people know that, you know, it's a two-way street, and we're here for you, and we want you to be there for us when we need it.
Right on. Well, it's kind of almost the same as, you know, that schedule thing that you guys were talking about, because when you're in the service, you're doing something, and it's a very tangible thing. And now, you know, it's very much, you know, kind of along those lines. Where do you want to get lunch? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. Something. You know, how do you, you know, how do you make a difference? How do you continue with that feeling of, well, making a difference? You know, so that connectedness to the community, not just St. Cloud State, but then St. Cloud in general. You know, there's you know, I guess a few little things that happen here and there, but it's those you know, tying those events, tying the people back together into the community is kind of an important thing. What kind of things are going to be going on this? This is the inaugural Veterans Family Picnic, and what do you got going on with this?
I think it's going to be a pretty well-rounded, like kind of networking sort of situation, as well as like a family function, because we're going to have access to the splash pad, and we're going to have the food, and we're going to have a silent auction. And I think it's important that the veterans know that the community stands behind them, as well as the community, or the veterans standing behind the community too. So like we're kind of holding hands, trying to make sure that everybody knows everybody else is there. There's going to be a bunch of different specialized veterans organizations that are going to be out there. A lot of them have been helping the SVO here on campus for a long time with donations and helping us get our feet kind of on the ground and back into the community.
Yeah, the DAV, the Disabled American Veterans Group, is helping us out with this quite a bit, and they're going to be represented there as well.
Well, yeah, like the DAV, that's a pretty old organization, yeah. Too. So, well, yeah, why don't you kind of discuss, you know, these organizations and some of the old ones, some of the new ones?
I know the VA is aware of the picnic. I don't know how much show they're going to have because of how large of an entity they are. There are definitely going to be people from the VA there. I also think that the VFW is,
I believe so,
looking,
yes,
at showing up. So it's already being networked through the veterans' channels, and we're trying to get them to disperse it to their guys so that they can continue to disperse it throughout the community. I mean, it's going to let everybody kind of know what they have. We have gotten some donations from the Wounded Warrior Project for the silent auction, as well as Mongo's, I think, has a couple of free meals they donated, and I want to say Great Clips gave us some free haircuts, and we're continuing to work donations from that end.
So the reintegration into civilian life, there's a lot of these different veterans organizations that are involved. Do you have any maybe like non-veteran organizations that are involved, or, you know, could you, I mean, it's understandable if you don't, but what do you think that veterans could bring to a non-veteran organization?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, our willingness to put everything that we have into what we're doing, whether that's in a regular business, whether that's us being an attorney, or, you know, continuing to work for the government, whether that's state or federal. And I think that we have, you know, great work ethic. We don't really need to quit, and we're going to find a task to accomplish because that's what we do. We get told something and we go and do it. You know, we don't need a lot of micromanagement. And I think that a lot of people nowadays are looking for that ability to take charge when in charge. And I mean, almost every veteran can do that.
Yeah.
Maybe even after 2 years in service. So I think that's really important. And I mean, like Alex said, it's mainly for networking, because there are a lot of different veterans groups out there, and not every veteran knows about every veterans group. I mean, Alex, you were just saying.
Yeah, I had no idea that the DAV existed until I became a member of the SVO. And I don't know, Wounded Warrior Project, I don't think I'd ever heard of them until I started school here either. And so it's, if I didn't know about it and I just got out of service, if I didn't know about it, then the older vets who could benefit from groups like that have no idea.
Yeah, or it's like, where are you going to stumble onto it? You know, like, how is this going to, is there a flyer up somewhere? kind of thing.
And this isn't like the only thing where a bunch of veterans groups get together and they try to, you know, help the vets out in the community and stuff like that. I mean, the VA has their stand down and their marches and stuff like that. And I mean, those are amazing. They work great. But getting the veterans back into the community as well, whether it's just a foothold, I mean, maybe someone who used to work light wheel maintenance in the Army needs to find another job, and it just so happens that, you know, a guy from one of the local garages is there and he's looking to find someone to, you know, pitch hit for a couple of days or something like that. If we can get them connected there and let them start talking, then we might just improve both of their chances to accomplish their goal. So I think that's the main thing, is just letting people sit down and talk. You know, this is what I need and this is what I offer, and go from there.
Yeah, it's kind of there's a serendipity within that, where it's like, okay, you go to this, the picnic, this networking opportunity, and you maybe have an intention. It's like, hey, we're going to go have a fun time, some neat food, family time. And then, through chatting with others, I've found this within other events and other festivals and whatnot. You never know where you're going until you get there. It just all of a sudden, you're talking with somebody and it's this incredible, it's like, oh wow, this is, I know exactly what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Hey, we can, can click there.
I mean, we'd like to make this an annual thing. That's our end goal, is to be able to continue this every year, so that the new veterans coming out and the new business owners and the new people of our community can sit down and, old connections can continue to sit down and talk, and people can continue to make these new connections within the communities as a whole. And, I mean, the biggest thing is getting this first one out there so that people know it's happening, so that we can get a good turnout and that it actually happens the way we'd intended it to.
And well, it's more than just for veterans, also it's for the families. So what do you think some of the family connections can be made? How do you think that'll go?
I think a lot of social events bring out families, and I think like a veteran family and another veteran family are just automatically going to be compatible with each other as far as friends, just because they share similar experiences. Deployments are hard on both sides of the fence, and if you meet somebody who's been through a situation similar, you're automatically going to have some sort of connection. But coming back into the civilian world, I think it's a little bit harder to make friends that aren't veterans, just because they can't relate to you. And so if we bring everybody together into one area, one group, I think the chances are insanely more amazing to create, even if you don't have a business connection, just a lifelong friend at something like this. I think that's kind of the goal, is just to get people out there, know other people care, and other people are willing to step up to the plate and say thank you.
Yeah, and it could be, just the kids getting together and hanging out, running around, there's that.
My son has definitely helped me make more friends than I thought he would.
There you have it.
That's the other big thing is, kids who have gone through deployments and more than one deployment generally have or can have a harder time relating with kids that have never had to lose a parent for a year at a time, multiple times. And I think that those shared experiences are going to help with the children. I mean, it's going to make connections there. And then generally, once kids become friends, the parents, with the natural aspect of it, become friends and things get planned. And then next thing you know, come the end of August, there's going to be, a couple families having a barbecue or, making a dinner date or something like that.
Just a play date.
To continue that. And I mean, some families struggle with that. They just got out, all their friends are either in Texas and California and spread across the globe, so they don't really have anybody except on Facebook, and that kind of shelters them and closes them in. and it makes life harder during that transition to not have a support network to fall back with. So if we can get those families together immediately, then hopefully that'll help the transition back to college, back to the job market, back to the hometown, back to a new state, and just make it easier.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking, are there any organizations out there that are, you know, dedicated towards, you know, the kids and what they go through?
There are some, yes. Wounded Warrior Project does do some stuff with the kids.
I don't know if there's a specific organization that was part of it, but I know Sesame Street, they do a lot of, like, family videos about deployments and dealing with mom and or dad being away for extended periods of time. I've actually seen some of the videos and they're adorable, and as a kid I would assume that it helps.
Yeah, and there are organizations that do stuff with, like, the fallen soldiers' families and their children and their spouses and things like that. But I mean, just concentrating on, let's say, the kids or the spouse and stuff like that, I honestly am not aware of one entity that'll do that. Like, you know, the Wounded Warrior Project transitions the family unit and the soldier back in and what to do when wounded. There's a couple others out there that help the service member deal with the things that they're going through. But there isn't, like, one entity that only deals with the spouse and the kids, or the family unit, and making them better. So hopefully this helps.
Yeah, absolutely. That could be one of the ideas that gets generated. You know, somebody, you know, it's like there's a vacuum, basically. And, you know, just, I mean, you think about the term Army Brat. Everybody, everybody knows what that means. It means there's a kid, their parents, or one, at least one of the parents, is in the military, and they're bouncing all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, well, that concept has been around for a while. Well, why hasn't anybody done anything about it?
Exactly.
And, you know, that could be, they can kind of circle back around into that, you know, it's like, well, what do veterans do when they don't have anything to do? They got to do something. And then, you know, maybe there's something to be done.
Yep.
You're in tune to 88.1 FM KVSC and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. Today we're talking with Jesse Abel and Alex Wilkie about the first inaugural Veterans Picnic taking place on Saturday, August 8th at Lake George in St. Cloud, running from noon until 5 p.m. This is going to be a chance for folks to get together and mingle and see what they can do for one another, as well as just build community, which is probably one of the more important things that can make life easier for veterans.
What do I do when I get home or wherever we're headed? It's hard to make that decision on your own, especially if, for the families that aren't local to St. Cloud, like, I grew up here, so I know people all over the place, but I couldn't imagine, you know, getting a job offer in this area and moving here for that reason and not having any connections. And I think that the picnic is going to be a real good opportunity for those kinds of families, even non-veteran families that just want a chance to get out and meet other families. I think the picnic is going to really bring everybody kind of together.
Yeah, you get those kind of events. You know, I'm thinking like Summertime by George, things like this. I mean, these are big events. They're family friendly. But at the same time, you're really not going to meet too many people unless, you know, you actually step on them or something.
Or, where you're sitting like right next to them and you just kind of start that small talk and it might possibly snowball into something else. But I mean, even then, it could just be small talk. And after that, you don't ever see them again.
Yeah. I mean, there's thousands of people down there.
Exactly.
So, I mean, yeah, it'd be great if you guys had thousands of people, but I don't know. Hey, yeah. Did you plan on that much food? I don't know.
definitely not ready for 1,000 burgers.
But. well, speaking of food, what kind of food are you guys going to have there? Just regular cookout stuff maybe? Or
yeah, just burgers and hot dogs and chips and then
some beverages.
Yeah, pop and water and
stuff like that.
Yeah, that's
pretty
much it.
Simple picnic food.
Yep, definitely. It's a picnic. Where do you go figure?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Well, what kind of other programs does student veterans have going on here coming up? I mean, we got the school year approaching quickly, slowly but quickly.
It's so quickly.
Well, we do have the Patriots Day celebration that we do every year, with the flags up front of the Administrative Services Building. That's just kind of something that, you know, we do. And then October is going to be Veterans Voices Month again, so you can look forward to seeing all the stuff we have planned for that. I mean, if it's anything like last year, we had an event almost every week. I think it was every week. We did a documentary showing and a student panel, and because of the book that was chosen last year, we did a panel on what it's like to transition back to a civilian and how difficult that transition can be for almost everybody who does it. We also had a World War II vet come in and talk, and we had one of the typists, it's actually the typist for the Nuremberg trials, come in and show his documentary, and we did a quick panel with him. So it's going to be looking similar probably to last year, and it's probably not going to be like following the footsteps, but we'll definitely have tons of stuff planned in October.
Right on. That was a pretty that was a pretty intense month with all the different things going on. There you go. So are you guys gonna have a presence out at like Benton County Fair, Stearns County Fair, anything like that?
I think one of our cabinet members had mentioned having just a couple of people out with our veterans t-shirts on and just kind of handing out flyers and advertising the picnic at the county fair, but we don't have like a booth set up or anything out there, but that's definitely been talked about between Nate and myself.
What kind of success stories have you guys encountered since, you know, like being back, being within these organizations, that, you know, that are, you know, what kind of things have you noticed that are different nowadays? Well, here we go. There's a couple of things right there. How have you noticed things changing since you become more involved with you know, veterans affairs, that kind of thing? Have things gotten a little bit more difficult, a little easier, you know, muddier, clearer, more paperwork, less paperwork? Just used to the paperwork.
Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah, I'd say the biggest thing is the amount of organizations that are out there. They don't really stop, and there's new ones that are coming up all the time. So knowing kind of where each one specializes and what each one is capable of, I think is a great additive to have in your back pocket, because we do get some people who aren't really looking to come to SCSU or even line up educational benefits because they might not be eligible anymore, but they definitely need some form of help. And, you know, they come in because they know we have a vet center here and we're able to get them where they need to go to continue with becoming better, becoming less dependent on, you know, a substance abuse problem, or, you know, getting them off the street for a night and things like that. So I'd say that's one of the biggest things that I've realized that is great about the plethora of choices that veterans have where they're going to get their help from.
Very cool. It all comes back to networking once again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Since I started at St. Cloud State this spring, I have been in the Veterans Center probably every day since, every Monday through Friday. I'm in the Vet Center every single day, and I've made a ton of really awesome friends in there. And that was something that I didn't really anticipate when I started school here, being married and with kids and stuff. I kind of figured that I'd go to class, I'd go home, and be a wife and a mom the rest of the time. But since I've been here, I kind of stumbled into the veterans organization, and it's been kind of cool to like watch the people that I'm with be better people, just because of like that retreat that you guys did a month or two ago
for Save a Warrior.
Yeah. You guys had some super amazing stories after that, and as far as I can tell, it was really helpful for you guys who went and did it. And it's been just kind of a neat process, like watching everybody help everybody. And we're not in service anymore. We're not obligated to help each other. We just do. And that's a super, super sweet feeling. And knowing that no matter what my question is, if it's a personal issue, if it's a veterans issue, whatever, somebody in that vet center is going to have my back and get me a good answer regardless. And that's I think, kind of what the Vet Center is there for, what the organization is there for, and I think it's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's that emotional connectedness, just human connectedness, you know, and then,
Most definitely.
Yeah. It's like, well, this is what it means to be human. You know, there you go. And, well, I think it's that's maybe something that people really don't think about. And it's not necessarily just veterans either. Maybe for veterans, it's much more acute because you've gone through an experience where you could potentially die. And that really makes you aware of being alive. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, a lot of folks who don't do that, they really don't have that awareness. So, you know, maybe they'll get to that eventually where they're, you know, what does it mean to be human? Maybe they'll get there. But for the vets, it's kind of shoved in your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that does something. And then, you know, like I say, like, you know, you want a retreat or something like that, and you're really working intensely on something. And then, yeah, you come back changed.
Yeah. So, yeah, you don't really come back from a combat deployment or even any deployment when you're away from your family and stuff like that for as long as you are the same. Even if nothing adventurous or, you know, really intense happened to you, just that deployment itself changes a lot about a person. So acknowledging that and realizing that, you know, they are going to be a little different, and some might even be downright intimidating, but more often than not, vets are really friendly. You know, we're willing to help with almost anything we can. We're here to help the communities. You know, I've done multiple things for SCSU. I've helped out a lot with, you know, the Veterans Resource Center. I've helped with the Honors Program. I've helped out with the that book of the semester with the...
The reading program.
It's like required reading for the new students.
The required reading program for the new students. I've helped out with that a couple of times. I've done some stuff in the communications department, helping out with a couple of their things. So, I mean, just being able to get out there and share that story that I have, I hopefully open people's eyes to other veterans, and knowing that not everybody's going to have a similar story to mine, but there might be a reason why we are standoffish or why we don't put ourselves out there right away, and that sometimes we need people from the community to let us know that it's okay to do that, whether that's here at SCSU or in St. Cloud. I mean, a lot of us aren't just going to come out and tell you our story, but if we get to know you and everything is moving in the right direction, you can learn a lot from us, and that's what we want to help offer.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, thanks for coming and talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you.
Once again, you've been listening to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota here at 88.1 FM KVSC, and we've been talking with Jesse Abel and Alex Wilkie. The inaugural Veterans Family Picnic is on Saturday, August 8th, beginning at noon and running through 5. For more information on this and other programs with the Veterans Resource Center at St. Cloud State University, you can find links on our website at kvsc.org under the area events link, or just go to St. Cloud State University's website and type in veterans in the search field. This has been Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota is made possible through funding by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. It has been produced at KVSC. Proud member of AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities.